Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site. Under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, my website there, weather.utexas.edu. It's election day. It's Tuesday, the 8th day of November, 2022. Folks, lots of humidity in the air. The temperatures well above seasonal averages across south central Texas. Here we are going into the middle part, if you will, of November with temperatures this warm. I will tell you, there are big changes ahead by the time we get to the weekend or by Friday into the weekend, and maybe even an overrunning pattern developing with time into early next week with very chilly temperatures expected. Today, though, in the next couple of days, I expect temperature highs well into the 80s for south central Texas. One thing I want to watch, and this is just a side note, I did not include this in the forecast on the website, but there may be, as far north as the I-10 corridor down south of Austin, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon, on Tuesday afternoon. Seeing with this return of moisture from the Gulf, a little more instability. So that means down to the south, our neighbors like at LaGrange and Luling and Lockhart and south of Bastrop, down toward Gonzales and Hallettsville, down to the south of Austin, we could see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. I just don't know that they'll get far enough north to get into the Austin area. I think the rain chance at any given location in the Austin area today is just too slim to mention. But the above average temperatures do continue and will until an upper-level low-pressure storm system and a pretty strong cold front move southeast and east across Texas by the time we get into Thursday night and Friday. I don't really expect to see much weather with it. It should be occurring in the middle of the night as it moves through. But, folks, you're going to see this front. You're going to really recognize it when it comes in. Wind shift, much cooler temperatures. Ordinarily, we might expect to clear out completely behind the front, but I don't expect that. I expect some clouds to linger in the much cooler air on Friday and into Friday night. May even see a sprinkle develop as the cooler air kind of deepens up overhead and moisture overruns it off the Gulf of Mexico. That moisture coming up the Gulf would still be there, but it'd be riding up and over the cooler air at the surface. And once we get into the day on Saturday, I don't expect to see much in the way of precipitation, but clouds will linger. High temperatures will be about 30 degrees cooler than they will be today. So big changes by the weekend. Once we get into late Sunday and into early parts of next week, it looks like another reinforcing surge, rather, of some colder air from the north at the same time that an overrunning pattern begins to take hold. An upper-level low well out to the west of us begins to pull moisture back on top of the cooler air at the surface. Clouds pick up, particularly late Sunday into Monday, maybe Tuesday next week. And I think we'll see some light rain develop with that as well. And temperatures well below seasonal averages for Austin and South Central Texas. It's interesting, in the 8 to 14 day outlook from the National Weather Service, their Climate Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, they're suggesting much of the 48 states of continental U.S. will see below average temperatures in that 8 to 14 day period. So this meshes well with our 7-day forecast and with those much cooler temperatures on the way for Austin and South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this election day, this 8th day of November, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. That's, of course, on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts. I'll update them again on Wednesday morning. I hope you have a good Tuesday. If you hadn't done it yet, get out there and vote.